Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and we have a special edition this morning for you guys. It's our Great Advancement special. I've got Sapna Taro, the CEO of Great Advancement, back in the studio with us. She was nice enough to come back and join us here, and we're going to be talking about the Gen Next Business Expo 2014 that they're sponsoring. Sapna, welcome. Welcome back. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you, Kevin.
So, tell me just a little bit about Great Advancement for our listeners that didn't listen to the first show, and let's talk about this business expo.
Yeah, Great Advancement provides business services in marketing, sourcing, technology, and networking. And our main idea was to provide startups and small businesses that cannot afford their own marketing teams, staffing departments, or technology departments to give them the best services at low cost. And what Gen Next is about is it's a business expo, business expo, wherein all businesses would have a chance. It was a platform, if you will, for all businesses to meet and to showcase their services to other businesses. Each business would be given about 3 minutes to speak about the services that they provide. And it's an opportunity, a networking opportunity for all businesses to come together. And it's on the 4th of September from 4:30 to 6:30 at Taylor Lodge.
Okay, well, that's great. How did you just decided? You wake up one morning and you're like, you know what? I want to provide this service to people. There's a gap here in this stuff. I want to create Great Advancement. And then on top of that, to create an expo to help these people out also. How did that come about?
Well, it's just what small businesses need in my perspective. I've been a freelancer for quite some time. And I have understood working with small businesses, how they try so hard with the little investment that they have, you mm-hmm. know, to go out and reach out to employment agencies where they have to pay referral fees, where their marketing costs, you know, people cannot afford at times to pay $100 an hour.
Yeah.
For building a website, especially when you're starting off.
Only when you have about $5,000 total in your bank account.
Yeah, so it's very expensive, the services there, to get quality services. So what we have decided is we saw the need for marketing. We mm-hmm. saw the need for employment staffing agencies and for networking and technology, wherein you have certain businesses who are manufacturers and they have no idea about the technology that's available. And it's important to learn and study to get the best for your business to grow. And yeah.
Definitely. So I love that you actually built a business model for a profitable business, but it's very affordable to these different companies that can't afford it. How did you put that together?
It's through this website that we are having, greatadvancement.com, wherein people can get in touch with us, look at the services that we are having for marketing, and all the services that we provide are mentioned there for marketing. For staffing, we have an employment network, and wherein, you know, it's at a very low cost. Then we have technology services where we can consult to other about the technology available to small businesses. We also have an online social media network, which will help small businesses in getting their sales leads. They have their own business page and business profile page. And it's at low cost, so they save a lot. It's online. It's 24/7, 365 available for them to use. So my hope is to put the word out and let small businesses realize that we are there to help them, and they can do what they do best while we take care of these things, you know, the marketing mm-hmm. aspect, the technology, the networking aspect. The other part of this is, to also, we are in the process of building courses, web online courses, for people living in shelters and for low-income people. So we are going to build in an educational site too, wherein people have the resources to get back on their feet. So the money that we get from our online social media network, we are going to put it to use it specifically to get these people back on their feet, understanding that there are so many nonprofits. I still feel, you know, the best way is to educate people and give them hope. People in these kind of situations have lost hope. So the main idea is to give them hope, and technology is everywhere. So through this education, they can stand back on their feet, get a good job. We also have, once they finish the course, they could use the employment network, which is there. Mm-hmm. So, and small businesses will get resources at a very low cost, but their work that they are going to get is quality work.
I love that right there. You're doing so much for so many different people, and this is really a one-stop shop. And with Atlanta becoming more of a tech boom, we'll have a lot of startups coming out. This sounds like a perfect way. Even if you were just thinking about starting a company, go to Great Advancement, see how many resources that are there, and it might actually kickstart some of those people that are just thinking about ideas to actually going and acting on them. So I think what you're doing out there is great.
Thank you.
So how has the community really, have they really, everyone you've talked to, have they really seen your passion come together and helped out? Have you seen a good response?
Yeah, the response is amazing in the sense we had been for the expos that we have been to and the people we have spoken to about this concept. They seem to like it, and but there needs to be a lot of awareness about what's there in it for them. Unless people understand what's in it, what's there in it for them, they won't be able to, take full advantage mm-hmm. of the services that we provide. I mean, you get quality services and you'll get excellent customer service. And, we work with you till you say you're happy with the work. And it doesn't get better than that.
Not at all. And we actually brought someone that you've met through the community that thought what you were doing is absolutely great. So you can see your passion has been trying to help you out. We have Leslie Chadwick with the Metropolitan Club here in the studio with us. Leslie, you've been sitting there patiently laughing at all my bad jokes. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
So tell me just a little about yourself, the Metropolitan Club, and about your relationship with Great Advancement.
The Metropolitan Club does a lot of fundraisers for nonprofits, so mm-hmm. we see a tremendous reservoir of community services that are trying to grow themselves into something that really does serve the community. And we leverage our facilities, which are large, 36,000 square feet. We seat 400 people for dinner.
Wow.
So we can do very large events, which are great for fundraising. And, of course, everyone would like to have those things leveraged on their behalf. So we have to choose wisely how, for whom they are leveraged.
Definitely.
And when I talk to Sapna about her idea, it's rather difficult to understand because it's so many levels.
Definitely.
But it's she was very passionate about it, very energetic in the way she was approaching it. And so I immediately related to her and said, okay, I'm in.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing that you were willing to help out and do this. So this is the first year of the Gen Next Expo, but next year Gen Next is going to be over the Metropolitan Club,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, and of course I've been a business owner for 36 years.
Wow.
And Sapna is just beginning to grow her business. So even though she's got the marketing, technology, and other things down to a science, because that's her area of expertise.
You've got the scar tissue.
That's exactly right. I've got the bruises to prove it.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You've been in business such a long time. Just talk about when you first started your company and how that was and maybe your struggles and your accomplishments.
it does require that, especially now, that you have so many levels of understanding of the marketplace. And if you can imagine, 36 years ago, there was no such thing as Facebook. There was no social networking.
You had to actually call people on the telephone.
That's exactly right. I had one of the very first cell phones in Atlanta in 1980.
How big was it?
Took up the whole trunk of my car. And it was probably – and a suitcase that was in the front seat. It was huge. But, I mean, so the technology changes that take place when you're trying to run a bank or a fashion business, it's very difficult for you to keep up with the trends and changes in your own industry and at the same time understand the technology that you're surrounded by and that you is required that you tap into or you'll be left behind.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like you're forward-thinking enough that you've been keeping up with it.
I do my best.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, I mean, I'm a millennial. I'm only 27, but I have a hard time keeping up with it. So it's moving really fast and going great. Well, Sapna, it must be just great to have people like this helping you out, getting to mentor you and just get advice.
Yeah, it's I really do appreciate Leslie Chadwick here with me. You know, she was open to the idea. I love it when people are open to listening to new ideas and, you know, and encouraging them to do something that they believe in so much. And yes, I'm very appreciative.
Well, especially when, like Leslie mentioned, something that has so many different levels and is so complex and it's never been done before. So you're tackling something. So it's not something where you can say, well, it's like this. It's hard for people to grasp it right away. So it's one of those learning curves. We've had that at Business Radio X as well, where people are like, well, you're trying to do things differently, but we don't know how we feel about it. So talk about that a little bit.
In the sense, I'll give you one example. It's, you know, at the Chamber of Commerce, they give you 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 30 seconds, you're supposed to say what you're doing. And I'm like, I can just tell you about, in 30 seconds, all that I can say is Great Advancement provides business services in marketing, sourcing, technology.
And they're like, well, we know we have a lot of people that
and,
do that.
Yeah, and that's not enough because, yeah, there are different levels. But if you put it just simply, it's a one-stop shop, like you mentioned earlier. It's a one-stop shop for any small business. For any small business, if you're thinking of starting a new business, you're passionate about something and you want to start off, you don't have cash on hand, what do? You go to your, give us a call or write to us at info@greatadvancement.com and we'll help you with it. It doesn't matter. The talents that I have and the resources that I have, I'll put them to use, you know, to give you my best. And even if you cannot pay me right now, it's fine. Because over the years, you know, when you grow, the idea is as the business grows,
you give back.
Yeah. You grow with them. So the idea is to give them our best at a low cost. If they cannot afford it, they give us a certain percentage of their profits. It's like 10% of their profit, which is nothing at all compared to, you know, when you start off, you get the support that you need. Besides, the business social media network is, you know, the interest in this social media network, it keeps increasing as entrepreneurs are realizing the potential of connecting with businesses and its quick accessibility and low cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are one of the main reasons. And with this networking, what will happen is if it is a startup, you can connect
with other startups.
With other startups, you can connect and you can save a lot. It's like there are a lot of deals that small businesses don't realize, which are for free.
Mm-hmm.
There's free software available, you know, and you don't even know about it. You're paying thousands of dollars. And imagine a pair of jeans, you're getting it at one particular branded store for $50. You get it at Walmart for $25. Where would you go? It's the same. Everything is the same, you know. You definitely choose Walmart if you want
definitely.
To, you know, save about $25 and invest it in something else.
Exactly.
So I look at Great Advancement as comparing just the prices as a Walmart for businesses, service, but not the quality. We did not compromise on quality.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, we talked about it earlier, and we mentioned scar tissue and having that community there around you with people that have been where you've been. They've already done what you're trying to do. You're going to learn from them, and learning from someone's mistakes is so valuable, because mistakes in business, they cost a lot of money. And people look back and at their failures and their mistakes, and the greatest businessmen say it was great. Yeah, I lost so much money, but I learned so much, and I wouldn't be where I was today. But if you could avoid those mistakes and still gain that experience, it would be huge. And where social media is going is it become more niche markets. And what you're creating is a niche social media for super small businesses that are just trying to get started, and for them to communicate and really come to a community, which is going to make them stronger together. So I think that's absolutely amazing what you're doing.
Thank you.
So what's next? Let's talk about the expo again. Let's talk about starting up your first expo. I want to talk to people, because I know you're an inspiration to a lot of people out there that are thinking about taking the next step, jumping off the ledge and doing something like this. Talk about it.
Oh. There's one thing I'd like to mention, and that is that when you think about this, as people with new businesses are always stretched very thin, not just financially, but they're stretched thin in terms of their ability to wear 67 hats effectively. The truth is that what happens when you are diverted to these areas that Sapna is addressing is that your core competency is being left kind of alone.
Yeah.
You're hoping that those things that you went into business to do, that you're doing them well enough so that you can divert your attention to something else. And that is the worst thing a person can do.
Yeah.
So when you're wondering why you should attend the expo if you're a new business, the reason is so that you can get back to the core competency, so that you can get back to the area of business that you opened your doors to address, and not to the 36 other things that need to be done in addition to that.
Mm-hmm.
What Sapna is doing is investing in her clients so that they can succeed, so that they can then benefit her as well. And that's kind of a cart before the horse situation in terms of the way most business works, but it's essentially much more effective for someone who's starting out.
That's such a great point. And it builds a lot stronger business connections that way, because there's it automatically with that, it builds this trust. There's no, well, you have to do something for me, scratch my back, so I'll scratch yours. Say, hey, I'm going to help you out. And down the line, you can help me out. And it's amazing.
You're not taking the money from payroll
exactly.
to try to get somebody to do your website.
Exactly. I love that. So, yeah, Sapna, talk about the expo and getting started with it.
All right. The expo is named Gen Next. Why Gen Next?
Yeah.
How are you going to be prepared for the next generation? What's in it? You know, what kind of services are you going to provide? How are they different from others? You can come out there, you can talk. Each vendor would be given about 3 minutes to talk about what they do.
It's a lot more than 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's a lot more than 30 seconds to get 3 minutes. That's all we could afford, because it's a two-hour thing, you know, 4:30 to 6:30. So we said you can come there, meet with other businesses, synergize, and, you know, get new ideas, talk to them about how you can help them. And we are there, and we are also, we've invited Business Radio X to be there for the expo.
September 4th.
And we hope that people come by and, you know, make the most of an opportunity. Every networking opportunity is important. You know, it's important to go out there and showcase the hard work that you do. So here is a chance for you. And the cost is very low.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about $250 per table.
That is extremely cheap for anyone that's never been to an expo. I mean, these tables normally can be upwards of $10,000 and a lot more. So $250 is just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, it's a great way to meet other businesses, to learn more, and make the most of it.
You can learn, but you also give back.
Yes. You can learn, but you can also give back. That's
so are there still tables available? I know we're about a month out, so there's still tables available.
Yeah. Yes,
and how much is it to go if you don't have a table?
It's free. Wow. It's free. For those who are attending, it's free, preferably if they register on our website, which is greatadvancement.com. They can register and get their ticket. Mm-hmm. They'll be sent by email. And it's nice to know how many guests you're having. So we encourage people to register.
Well, definitely. And they can also, like, if they're on there, they should go ahead and create a company page for Great Advancement as well.
Yes, because what happens with this, it has great value. You get a one-year free membership on the business network. Mm-hmm. And it's gradually growing. We have to build business pages. And this is not just an account. We build your business page there for you. We ask you for your logos and we build the page there. There'll be a little, you'll get to see a little glimpse of all the different businesses that are currently on our social media network.
Wow, that is huge right there. Well, give the date for the expo one more time and the location.
Yeah, it's on the 4th of September at St. Benedict's Catholic Church, Taylor Lodge.
All right. And that's 11045 Parson Road, Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. So go to greatadvancement.com and sign up, definitely. And so before we wrap up here, Leslie, I just want to get your coordinates for people and just recap one more time what you guys are doing over there at the Metropolitan Club, what kind of events it's perfect for, who should do what there. So
we do all kinds of events, corporate, social,
weddings, everything.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs, yes, frequently. We've been there for 10 years. We've just completely renovated the space, and it's exquisitely redone. Every piece of furniture, every piece of artwork, carpet, paint, everything. But the unique thing about the Metropolitan Club in terms of nonprofits is that we leverage on behalf of nonprofits. So typically we look at the times of year when we are less active with corporate clients and social clients, and then we offer the space and advice on how to do events without cost to people that want to do nonprofit events completely across the spectrum.
Wow.
So we do religious events for every kind of religion. We do school events. We do nonprofit events for anything that's serving the community in a way that we think is wise. We leverage on behalf of them so that they, when they have a fundraiser, they actually raise funds.
Wow. That is huge right there. And a lot of people don't realize that when you're fundraising, a lot of the cost goes towards the event.
That's
so that
correct.
Cuts your profits and helping people out. I think the theme of today's show is we're everyone, all the businesses out there listening in, giving back is the big thing. You give back, it'll come back around and it'll help your business grow.
Yes.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. I love what you're doing over there at Great Advancement. I love what you guys are doing at the Metropolitan Club. This has just been an absolute fabulous show, and I know that you're both going to, well, you've already done great things, and I know, Sabna, you're going to go on to do amazing things. In the next 10 years, I'm going to be hearing about Great Advancements like it's Facebook, hopefully. So I wish you the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
This is Kevin Finn on behalf of Great Advancement and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Atlanta Business Radio.